This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back. This is episode 468 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian, and that's right. I'm all by myself today. It's Memorial Day Monday. We want to thank all the veterans out there that have given their lives and their time and their service to us here in this great nation of America, to allow us the freedoms that we do have. So I'm here by myself here recording on this Monday morning. I was going to record after the game on Sunday, but this weather has got me feeling all out of sorts here. It goes from 85 to 40 in the matter of a week, and it just threw me for a loop. And with the rain delay, I was just like, let's postpone this. And everybody's busy on Memorial Day Monday except for me, but I wanted to come out here and kind of touch base where the Yankees are at here as we sit on Memorial Day. We always say that the first mile marker for the season is Memorial Day Monday. So we'll get into all that. But before we do, make sure that you are subscribed to this show on your favorite podcast platform. And while you're there, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. And tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. So I do apologize for the way I sound. And if this show gets a little out of sorts, as I said, I'm here by myself and I'm just not 100% right now, but still wanted to come out here and, you know, kind of look at where the Yankees are here on this Memorial Day Monday. It was a frustrating weekend out in Colorado. We're not going to dive too much into it. It is what it is. I mean, I know we sat here on Thursday and said, could we please just sweep? Could we please just take care of a business, an 8-win team? There's really no excuse not to sweep them. And then, of course, the Yankees dropped the game on Friday. But, I mean, if you remember the series they had in Chicago last year against another historically bad team, kind of went to the script here. A loss that they shouldn't have lost, a blowout, and then a game that's a little too close for comfort. You know, the order might be a little different in the Chicago series, but kind of how it played out, just like it did in Colorado over the weekend here. Yankees just really couldn't get anything going offensively on Friday night. They lose 3-2, just a frustrating game in the fact that, you know, Clark Schmidt just really couldn't get it going and was just not very economical. And he was out in 4 2/3. And then Timmy Hill, who's, you know, I was a big advocate for Tim Hill coming back. We've seen a little bit of regression there this year, especially against right-handers. You don't like that he gives up the 2-run double there to McMahon because that's a lefty. That's the guy you're in there to get. Yankees don't get anything going offensively. They lose. Then the big outburst in the fifth inning on Saturday with the 10-run inning. They win going away 13-1. Max Fried outstanding again. 7 1/3, 1 run. I mean, what else can you say about Max Fried? We'll talk about Max Fried again in a couple minutes here. The only thing I didn't really like from this game on Saturday was I didn't understand up 13-1 in the eighth inning why we're bringing Max Fried out to pitch to one batter in the eighth inning. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me that we needed to bring Max Fried out. I understand he was being very economical with his pitches, but what they tell you a lot is more so than the amount of pitches, it's the up-down. So why did we give him an extra up-down in a 12-run game? To pitch to one batter, if you're bringing Max Fried out there in the eighth inning, let him pitch the eighth inning or don't let him pitch it at all. Yankees didn't need that out for Max Fried. But, you know, it's just when I say Boone's going to boon, that's booning right there. It just didn't make a lot of sense for the Yankees to put Max Fried back on the mound in the eighth inning of a 12-run ball game. It just didn't. And like I said, if you're going to go out there and put him back out on the mound, let him finish the inning or let him get into some trouble, which he gets the first batter out and he takes him out of the game. So I'm just, you know, I just get baffled by some of the things Aaron Boone does, even in wins. That's one of them. And then, you know, yesterday with the rain delay, it really robbed us from another really good Will Warren performance. He was a little shaky there in the first inning. It didn't look like things were going to go his way. He settles in, allows only the 2 runs, and then he just took off from there. And then, unfortunately, the rain comes, and he had to get taken out of the game. Yankees did just enough to win this ball game. Probably the first time all season we've seen Will Weaver be a little shaky. He survives. Yankees survive with a 5-4 win, and we're off to Anaheim here. So, like we said, you know, the first mile marker of the season is Memorial Day Monday. And as we sit here on Memorial Day Monday, the Yankees are in a really good spot right now. And I can't believe that they are in as good of a spot as they are, because I had my reservations about this team coming into the season. You know, we know what we lost. We know what we picked up in the offseason. How was that going to offset it? Well, you know, after the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, Cody Bellinger has been everything I expected Cody Bellinger to be. Paul Goldschmidt has far exceeded all expectations. And the bar was super low on Paul Goldschmidt. All you asked Paul Goldschmidt to do was not be the worst first baseman in all of baseball. And he's been far from that. He's hitting, you know, we'll look it up here just to get an accurate number. Excuse me. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's hitting 345 with an 889 OPS. If you would have told me that that's what he was doing on Memorial Day, I would have told you that you were crazy. So he's far exceeded anything we could have hoped for out of Paul Goldschmidt. You know, you look at, you know, the production you got out of Ben Rice here with an 860 OPS and the 10 home runs. I'll say this about Ben Rice. I like Ben Rice. I really do. I think even when Giancarlo Stanton comes back, he's a guy that you got to find at bats for. But Ben Rice needs to learn how to hit off-speed pitches, or else it's going to be what we've seen out of Ben Rice, a guy with a low batting average that strikes out a lot that's going to run to some home runs. Is there a spot for that on the team? Sure. You know, sorry if I do that a lot today. I do apologize. Like I said, I'm just not feeling the best right now. Just going to try to power through this and get on our way here. You know, if he hits 230 with 30 home runs, strikes out a ton, you'll take it. I mean, he's a cog in the wheel. We talk about who's supposed to be a superstar and who's supposed to be a cog in the wheel. This guy's a cog in the wheel, and a cog in the wheel gives you 30 home runs. You'll take it. It's just for him to take that next step, he's got to learn how to hit off-speed pitches, because he can turn around anybody's fastball. We've seen it in his career. It doesn't matter lefty, righty, what the velocity is. This guy can hit a fastball. He's really struggled against off-speed pitches. So for him to take that next step, that's what he's got to do. And then, you know, this is your Aaron Judge minute. Aaron Judge right now, 397, 18 home runs, 47 RBI, 1246 OPS. Excuse me. This guy is the MVP of the American League. If he plays 160 games this year, There's nothing anybody in the American League can do to take the MVP away from Aaron Judge. Okay, that's just a fact. He had a couple home runs in Colorado this weekend. He had he had the tie-breaking hit in the fifth. Obviously, it turned out that they needed more. They got a couple RBIs from J.C. Ascara, but Aaron Judge is just Aaron Judge. And, the Yankees are where they are in large part to the fact that Aaron Judge is just having another MVP season. Sorry, I really do apologize if you guys are picking that up on the mic. I'm trying to turn away when I do it. But, like I said, you got Jason Dominguez here, who's overall 243 with 769 OPS. It's just that he's got to really learn how to hit right-handed pitching. He had a couple hits. Hit left-handed pitching as a right-handed batter. He had a couple hits right-handed on Saturday, so maybe that's turning around for him. He just missed a grand slam on Sunday. They drove that ball 400 feet, but Colorado's just got such an expansive outfield that it was tracked down for a sac fly. So overall, I am happy with Jason Dominguez. You got Trent Grisham here. We are in the middle of the Grisham regression. Okay, it's where we are. I mean, it was fun that we got as much as we gotten out of Trent Grisham. 257, 12 home runs, 897 OPS. But he hasn't done much of late here. As you can see, last seven games, batting 174, last 15, batting 212. So Grisham is slowing down here. And I think that's what a lot of people expected, that he wasn't going to be able to sustain this over the course of an entire season. Now, here's what I would do if I'm Aaron Boone. I don't play Trent Grisham over anybody right now. You got to get Ben Rice the at-bats. You got to get Jason Dominguez the at-bats. You got to get Cody Bellinger the at-bats. And Trent Grisham can come in like he did on Sunday for a defensive replacement, or if you want to give Judge a DH day. No more sitting guys to put Trent Grisham's bat in the lineup, because the Grisham regression is here, and we can't take at-bats away from guys that need the at-bats right now. Because, as I said, Cody Bellinger is, overall in the season, 261, 800 OPS, and think about where he was just towards the end of April. In his last 15 games, he's batting 371, with an OPS well over 1,000 here. So that's the Cody Bellinger that we've been waiting for and that I thought was going to be in New York. And obviously Jason Dominguez has been a beast from the left side. And Ben Rice is a guy that, you need the – he needs to learn how to hit major league pitching, and he's not going to do that on the bench. Trent Grisham is what he is. He's a fourth outfielder that can give you a hot streak, a little bit of a power hot streak. So the Yankees rode it, and now it's over. So if you're still giving at-bats to Trent Grisham over any of the other guys, that's managerial malpractice right now. Like I said, you want to find a day for a Judge DH day? I don't have a problem with that. Let's find, instead of giving Judge days off, let's find DH days for him. And that's where you can stick Grisham in the lineup. But as far as like, oh, Grisham's playing today no matter what, we're done with that, okay? I think we've reached that point in the season. And the fact that we've reached it about a week ago, but the fact that we rode this into Memorial Day is pretty good for Trent Grisham. So, maybe he gets hot again later on in the season and you want to try to ride a little bit of a Grisham hot streak again, that's fine. But I think we're over him being in the lineup and batting in the top third of this lineup for a while here. The other guy is obviously Anthony Volpe. Overall in the season is not terrible, 243, 763 on the OPS. Look, I'm going to say the same thing I always say about Anthony Volpe. He gives you a couple of games here where he looks like he's putting it all together, and then he just disappears for 6 weeks. So, overall, he had a pretty solid series in Colorado. Volpe over his last seven, it's not great. It's 250. And the OPS is, a little over 700. He's batting 276 over his last 15, 274 over his last 30. So he's done okay this year. you know, even if he bats 270, what does that 270 look like? Because he needs to be impactful. Because Anthony Volpe, to me, is not a cog in the wheel. Anthony Volpe, to me, is a guy that needs to be more than that. Because that's, again, you know, not all of this is Anthony Volpe's fault, and we know that. The Yankees, you know, they sold you something on Anthony Volpe, and I don't know if he can cash in on it or not, but we're looking at a situation here where, you know, it's fair to ask those questions about Anthony Volpe. I really do apologize. I have to step away for 1 second. I will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I do apologize, guys. I hate dead air on the show, but there was just no way we were going to get through the show without me doing that. Like I said, I no one's available this morning, and that was on me. I just wasn't up for the show on Sunday night. It just, you know, this weather, as I said, has just been awful, and it's just played havoc with me. So I do what I got to do here. I'm recording alone on a Monday, and if we leave dead air and me spending most of the show talking about saying I'm sorry for doing that, it is what it is. I do thank everybody for listening, and you guys know I love you, and we appreciate your support here. Just everything just can't be 100% all the time, right? I mean, that's just life. Sometimes we got to fight through things, and this morning is one of those situations. I mean, let's look at J.C. Ascari here for a minute. 244, 752 on the OPS, three hits yesterday. His RBI in the eighth proved to be the game winner because Weaver was really shaky in the ninth, ended up giving up a home run, and then held on by the skin of his balls there in the ninth inning. Look, I know I was very upset with Aaron Boone a few weeks ago when he, you know, Ascari, I think it was he didn't pitch it for Ascari, or and then there was a three, there was a 3-0 count that Ascari swung on when he shouldn't have. Look, those are all fair criticisms. You know, like I said last episode, sometimes I'm wrong about things, sometimes I'm right about things, and if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. But I think those were fair criticisms of J.C. Ascari, the backup catcher. To grade a backup catcher, though, on a scale, I think he's been fine. I really do think that the Yankees could do worse in their catching situation than J.C. Ascari. You know, defensively, he's okay. I mean, I haven't seen a lot that really says, oh, wow, this guy's great back there. But, I mean, offensively, you know, you got your backup catcher with a 752 OPS. He's holding his own up there with the bat. I mean, you can't say otherwise. So Austin Wells is a guy that's really got to get it going here. I'm a big Austin Wells supporter. It's just I don't know how much of that is Austin Wells and how much of that is the Yankees. Just the flip-flopping in the lineup. You know, you train the guy all offseason to be the leadoff hitter, and then come opening day, he's a leadoff hitter, and then he doesn't hit a leadoff the rest of the season. And then he's just all up and down the lineup. So he just hasn't really had a chance to settle into things. And he's been playing a lot. You know, he's getting the lion's share, the starting catching share of games, which you want to see, and he should be. But, excuse me, he's a guy that he's got to pick it up here because for the Yankees to be look, they're elite offensively. I don't think anybody can say that they're not, because if you look at the Yankees, they have the highest run. They have the most runs scored in the American League, 296. The Tigers have the second most at 278. Only the Cubs and the Cubs are the only ones in baseball, 321, that have scored more runs than the Yankees. So they are elite offensively. But for them to be somebody that you can, a team that you can really trust in October, to have as many weapons and guys that go out there and can mash at any given time, Austin Wells has to take that next step, and we haven't seen it so far. I would say, you know, I would say Wells has probably been my most disappointing player for the Yankees this year, because I think Volpe is kind of what he is and what I unfortunately expect out of him. But for Wells to not have taken this next step this season has been a little upsetting in the terms of that. I do expect a lot out of him and for what he can be. You know, DJ LeMahieu is a guy we got to talk about here. 0 for yesterday, 2 Ks, 636 on the OPS so far. He had that foul in a youth game against the Mets on that Saturday, and then it's just kind of been a lot of DJ LeMahieu since then. Ground balls, not hitting the ball hard, plays a solid second base, but the Yankees need more than that, especially with Jazz out right now, and they haven't gotten it from DJ LeMahieu. And it's not an I told you so moment, because I don't know who expected anything more out of DJ LeMahieu. So, you know, and then you look at Oswald Peraza, who has gotten, you know, he's played, he's gotten 72 at-bats. You want to compare that to Judge, who plays every day? 199, so he's gotten about a third of the playing time. It's 167, 560 on the OPS. This is a guy that I thought if you played him consistently could hit, and he hasn't. You look at where the Yankees are right now, right? So we just kind of went down the lineup and looked at some guys here, and you look at there was an update on Stanton yesterday. It seemed a little bit conflicting between the GM and the manager of what their plan for him is, because Cashman made it seem like 2 weeks of live BP, excuse me, and then a rehab, and Boone made it sound like, well, we don't know about a rehab. So, I don't know if he needs a rehab if he does 2 weeks of live BP, because like everybody keeps mentioning, including Boone, he's not going to play the field. So you don't need to, if his swing is ready after the 2 weeks of live BP, does he really need to go face minor league pitching? And then Jazz, he could be back in a week or two, depending on how he heals, rehab assignment. It may be a little bit longer. So you look at this roster, you figure within 3 weeks you're going to have to open up two roster spots. I had somebody bring up to me, well, maybe it's Ben Rice. Maybe Ben Rice is the guy that the Yankees are looking to ship down. I don't know why you do that. You need lefty power on your lineup, especially when you play in Yankee Stadium 81 times out of the year. And even if he's not a regular anymore, to have that bat on the bench, I don't know why you send them down. I mean, if you Pablo Reyes is basically invisible. I mean, he only really plays in blowouts anymore. So, I mean, that's one right there. And then, obviously the other guy you're looking at is, I don't think the Yankees will cut the cord on DJ LeMahieu, although when you look at Oswald Peraza, he's making the decision easy for the Yankees that if, in the next 3 weeks, if he doesn't really take off here, or, you could send down Vivas if you want to do that. But again, it depends on what the Yankees want to do. I think obviously Pablo Reyes is the most obvious answer there. That's where you create one roster spot. And then do the Yankees really want to lose Peraza? Do they not care about losing Peraza? And then you just send Vivas down. If they want to keep Vivas on the major league roster, then it's Peraza. But knowing how the Yankees operate, I really can't give you an answer one way or another, but it's between Vivas and Peraza and whether they value the lefty versus the righty in that time with LeMahieu there. Maybe they do value having that extra lefty, the lefty versatility versus the righty versatility in Peraza, because it's basically a redundancy with LeMahieu. So, unfortunately, it just doesn't look like Oswald Peraza is long for this world. And it's the guy that I think a decent amount of Yankee fans had some hopes for. But, you read the tea leaves, and he was given an open opportunity to compete with, Anthony Volpe in the spring of 2023. And Anthony Volpe outplayed him. So, it is what it is there. You look at this roster and you look at this pitching staff, and where do the Yankees go here? If you want to now fast forward to the next mile marker in the season is July 4th, because then you're only a couple weeks away from the trade deadline. So right now the Yankees are the second best team in the American League by percentage points. The Yankees are 32-20. They're 6 games up on the Rays in the American League East. And the Rays have overtaken second place because they're on a 5-game winning streak. It's just like out of that tier of Tampa, Boston, and Toronto, it's like whoever gets hot that week is the team that's behind the Yankees. But I really, unless if the Yankees keep playing good baseball, none of those teams are a threat to the Yankees. So whoever gets hot is just playing for second place at this point. Excuse me. And then you have Detroit is best team in the American League by percentage points, 34-20. Yanks are 32-20. And then, and that's in that next level is Cleveland at 29-23, Minnesota at 29-23, and then Seattle at 29-23. Don't look now, because again, here comes Houston, only 2 games behind the Seattle Mariners. So I think the Yankees are probably the most complete team in the American League, but obviously Detroit's pitching has to scare you. I mean, Tarik Skubal is an absolute animal. As much as I love Max Fried, I mean, it's hard to argue that Tarik Skubal isn't the best pitcher in baseball. If you want to look at just the ERA, Max is well run under Tarik Skubal, but this guy is also the reigning American League Cy Young, and yesterday, 94 pitch, complete game shutout, two hits, and on the final pitch, he hits 103. It's not a guy I want to face twice in a playoff series, I'll tell you that much. Now, you know, you counteract him with Max Fried, and, you know, you see where you go from there. But right now, to me, as we look at, as we say, the Memorial Day is the first mile marker. The two teams in the American League are the Yankees and the Tigers. That's who you're looking at right now. And it's just a jumbled mess for that second spot. You know, you probably look at Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, Houston or Seattle if they drop out because they've had a history of not finishing season strongly for those wild card spots. So as long as the Yankees – You obviously want home field advantage throughout. It's going to benefit the Yankees to do that. But as long as the Yankees stay out of the wild card round and are one of the two top teams in the American League, I think that they'll be in a good spot come October and can set up their pitching and be where they want to be and have a legitimate chance to get back to the World Series. And, you know, I didn't think that I'd be sitting here recording a show on Memorial Day this high and this optimistic about the Yankees because there was a lot of question marks about this team coming into the season. And they've done a really good job of eliminating a lot of these question marks. They've played really good baseball. I mean, they have 6.15 winning percentage. I mean, you can't thumb your nose at that. You have to be extremely happy about that. Sure, there are series like Baltimore, like even this one. You want to sweep a team that's got 9 wins on the season. Where, you know, you look that there's probably 3, 4, 5 wins that the Yankees left on the table this year. But to beat 32-20, 6 games up in the American League, tied in the loss column for American League East, tied in the loss column for the best record in the American League, a game behind the Phillies for the best record in baseball, Phillies that are 34-19, you know, I use loss column. When I say a game behind, that's what I use. I use loss column. For the best record in baseball, you got to say, even the most optimistic Yankee fan had to have their question marks about this team. And for them to be right there with everybody, to be the best team in the American League East by a lot, to be tied for the best record in the American League, to be a game behind the best record in baseball, you can't ask for much more out of this team. This plan B has worked to perfection. I mean, honestly, you know, as high as I was on Cody Bellinger coming into the season, I didn't think that it would be – I still didn't think this offense would be able to carry the Yankees as well as they have, and they have. I mean, I thought this team had sneaky good potential offensively, but they've been elite offensively. I mean, like we said, they have the most runs scored in the American League, second most in baseball. You can't argue that point. You can't argue that this pitching has far exceeded anything that we could have hoped for because that was where I was really down on this team coming into the season. I mean, Max Fried has exceeded what we expected him to be right now. Through 11 starts, the ERA is, let me get it exactly. Excuse me here. It's 1.29. He's 7-0, 1.29. Who had that coming? I mean, Max Fried is a really good pitcher, but he's never been this in his career. Carlos Rodon, the Rodon resurgence. I mean, we're in the middle of it here right now, and it's been great to see him finally step up and be that guy. We talked about last episode with what Gerrit Cole has done with Will Warren, and I think you saw the Gerrit Cole influence on Will Warren yesterday because before he went on this run, before he went under the Cole learning tree, he probably gets his doors blown off in that game, and he only pitches 4 innings or less because he can't get anybody out, not because of rain. But the Yankees were going to ride him 5, 6, 7 innings yesterday because he settled in, and he was just nasty after the first inning. So Gerrit Cole got in there, got in between those ears, and You know, he's made a better pitcher out of Will Warren. Clark Schmidt, maybe Gerrit Cole's got to talk to Clark Schmidt because he has the stuff to be a really good pitcher. I like Clark Schmidt. I like his stuff, but maybe he's a guy he needs to go to Cole University and get an education. And, you know, obviously Ryan Yarbrough's, you know, he's improved the fifth starter position. He's not optimal, but you heard them talking about on the broadcast yesterday about Marcus Stroman working his way back. I don't – does anybody really miss Marcus Stroman? Has the team not been better without Marcus Stroman? You know, I'm not looking forward to Marcus Stroman coming back. If you're asking me, you know, the three – you got four guys on the IL that are all working their way back. The Yankees need three of them, Fernando Cruz, Giancarlo Stanton, and Jazz Chisholm. They don't need Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman does not make this team better. Those other three guys do, but not Marcus Stroman. I'd rather have Brian Yarbrough in the rotation for the rest of the year than Marcus Stroman, honestly. And then I posted this on social media on Saturday. If you look up and down this lineup, outside of third base, tell me the position that the Yankees need to go and acquire somebody to improve at the trade deadline. It doesn't exist. It truly doesn't exist. Now, you know, Brian Cashman spoke on MLB radio yesterday. Excuse me. And, you know, they asked him what you're looking for. Pitching, pitching, pitching. And they're obviously in the market for a right-handed bat to play third base. That's the spot, right? Everybody knows that. You're having a realistic conversation about the New York Yankees and what they're going to do at the trade deadline. It's third base and it's pitching. And it's pitching for depth, really. Should the Yankees be looking for high-end relievers and high-end starters? Obviously, the more high-end talent you can get, the better. But obviously, the price tags on that are going to be through the roof. But it's pitching for depth. Because Will Warren's probably going to hit an innings limit. Clark Schmidt might hit an innings limit. Remember, he missed more than half the year last year. You know, some of that's going to be offset by Luis Gil coming back. But, you know, and then you got to protect yourself against injury. And then, you know, you look at the bullpen. You know, you want probably another lefty to go with Tim Hill. Maybe another guy. You got Loaisiga Williams and Weaver. You want to extend it. Leiter's been really good. A lot of Yankee fans don't give Leiter credit. Excuse me. The credit for how good he's been. But he's been really good. He's been a reliable option for the Yankees out there. I mean, you're pretty stacked out there in the bullpen, but if you want to add to that, what I'm looking at more than anything for that bullpen is you got to throw 99+. I don't care what your walk rate is. I don't care what your opponent's batting average is. Get me somebody that throws 99+. You saw that guy pitch for the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rockies twice in this series. What's his name here? Haverson? How does that guy have an ERA? He had an ERA over 5 coming into the game yesterday. It's down to 4.79 after he had a scoreless inning. His average velocity is 100. I need a guy like that on the Yankees. Trade for Haverson, bro. Even if he let the Yankees figure out what's wrong with him, just give me that elite velocity in the bullpen, because that's the one thing the Yankees are missing. Somebody just comes in there and throws straight up gas. That's what I would love more than anything. Excuse me. You got the changeup artist in Weaver and Williams, and even Weaver has got a little oomph on his fastball. He hits 96 when he wants to. You got the splitter guy in Cruz. Lewizek is a guy that with that hard sinker is in the upper 90s, but you know, I wouldn't say he's a pure gas guy because he's also relying on some of that movement there, but you want a guy that can just come in there and throw BBs to these hitters. So that's, you know, that's the type of guy, even if a guy with a high ERA is, I'm looking at, what's he throw? 99? Okay, I'll take him. Let me figure out what's wrong with him. I don't think it'll cost a lot. And then you need starting pitching for depth. Because like we said, you know, Ryan Yarbrough's probably not going to be as good as he's been all throughout the season. You want to keep Marcus Stroman off the mound. And like we said, you know, knock on wood that Fried and Rodon stay healthy, but you're also looking at innings limits for Warren and probably Schmidt, and what are you getting and when is Luis Gil coming back? So, you know, I'm looking for pitching for depth and obviously a third baseman, because I mean, if you, like I said, you look at this lineup, where are the Yankees really looking to improve? You know, if you're telling me, oh, we need a, you don't need a shortstop, guys. You know, we all can sit here and complain about Anthony Volpe as much as we want to. The Yankees are not making that move. Goldschmidt's been good. Obviously, Judge, Belly, Dominguez, Wells, and Escara together. You can look at their overall combined numbers. Yankees are not looking to make a move at catcher. Jazz will be back, so that eliminates DJ at second. It's third base. You're looking for a bat at third base. Looking for a guy that can be productive offensively at third base. That's the big move. That's the Yankees' big ticket item at the trade deadline. And if something pitching-wise falls into their lap, that's where they'll go. So last year, they needed an infielder. They went out and got Jazz Chisholm. You know, you can say how, you know, what is Jazz really? But that was probably the one of, if not the biggest bat move at the deadline last year, was Jazz Chisholm. They picked up Mark Leiter. And yeah, Mark Leiter was really rocky in the regular season, got left off the postseason roster. An injury to Hamilton put him on the postseason roster. And then ever since then, the guy's been really good. He gets an unfair amount of criticism from Yankee fans. So if the Yankees do that again this trade deadline, I think they're pretty set going through the rest of the way and into October. All this obviously is health dependent. If somebody gets hurt, if one of your big guys gets hurt, you know, there's really no way to replace that. I think we're lucky that the Yankees have not missed Gerrit Cole. And I can't believe I'm saying that. The Yankees have not really missed Gerrit Cole. And it's because of Luke, it's because of Max Fried stepping above and beyond what we expected out of him and the Rodon resurgence. The two of them have said challenge accepted. No, Gerrit Cole, we got this. And once you got rid of Cookie Carrasco and Marcus Stroman, the back end of this rotation has looked a lot better too. So, I mean, you look at this Yankee team, and I think there are far less holes in it going from Memorial Day to the trade deadline than we've seen in years past. Even last year's team, the World Series team, there's far less holes in this team than we've seen. So I think if you really want to be honest with yourself, Brian Cashman has done a really good job of building this roster right now. What does it all mean? Again, it's Memorial Day. We don't know, but like I said, this is the first mile marker for the baseball season. And there's only one team with less losses in Major League Baseball than the New York Yankees. You really going to complain about that? I'm not. This is as good as I could have possibly hoped for, probably even better. If the Yankees were scrapping behind a first-place team 2-3 games right now, based on how I felt coming into the season with the injuries and uncertainty, I'd be sitting here recording and say, hey, this is probably right where I expected them to be within striking distance. They're in a solid spot. But the fact that they are the best team loss-wise, tied for it in the American League, I mean, they far exceeded anything. And we got to be pretty happy with that. We've got to be pretty happy with the job that Cashman has done building this roster. So now he's got to finish supplementing it as we move from Memorial Day to the trade deadline and get us that right-handed bat at third base and get pitching for depth. So, you know, you can see whoever becomes, oh, this guy's on the market, this guy's on the market. If it's not a third baseman and if it's not a pitcher, if the Yankees are not in it, I'm telling you right now, the Cubs are rolling. Let's say something happens and they put Kyle Tucker on the market. And we're not getting Kyle Tucker. We don't need Kyle Tucker. Next year is a different story. But right now, the Yankees are not in that conversation. I'm just using him as an example to say, like, hey, if this guy becomes available, no. It's a third baseman. And it's pitching and pitching for depth. Now, obviously, like I said, if something comes across the Yankees table that makes a lot of sense and it's higher end, yeah, you do it. But right now, what I'm focused on, if I'm Brian Cashman, is to get me quality depth in my bullpen, quality depth in my rotation, and get me somebody that can be productive with the bat at third base. And I think if you do that, then you're ready to roll into October. So that's where we're at Memorial Day, 32-20. Like I said, if you're upset with that record, you just want to be miserable. I don't know how else to explain it to you. Because, like I said, have the Yankees left 4 or 5 wins on the table this year? Probably. But overall, you go from opening day to Memorial Day, 32-20, 6 up in the American League East. Can't be mad at that. You really can't. And if you are, you just, I don't know what to tell you. So. But later on today, the Yankees will start a series out in Anaheim where sometimes it's a house of horrors for the Yankees, but hopefully it's not. 9:38, Yanks are TBD against Kochanowicz. It's a guy with a 5.03 ERA, so hopefully the Yankees can mash tonight. These are all 9:38 starts. Tuesday, again, TBD versus Ty Anderson. And then TBD versus Yusei Kikuchi. So back end of this series here, got a couple of solid starters going for the Angels, but tonight should be a situation where the Yankees can put up some runs. The Angels are 25-27. They're not terrible. They're not good. So this is a series you should win. It just get yourself in a good position. Get yourself playing some, continue to play some good baseball as you head in to play the Dodgers over the weekend. But we'll be back live on NYY Underground on Thursday, looking at the Angel series, previewing the Dodgers series. So we hope you join us there. And you are subscribed to NYYU on YouTube, so you don't miss our show live this Thursday. And you're listening on your favorite podcast platform here on Memorial Day. So if you haven't clicked the subscribe button, please do so and leave us a 5-star rating and review and tell everybody that NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. If you sat through the show and you dealt with everything that I've done here today, I truly do appreciate you. I love you. Appreciate all your support. Like I said, man, this weather has just kicked my ass. You don't go from 85 to 40 in a day span leading into Memorial Day. That's unfair, okay? It just is, and my body hasn't appreciated it, and it's taking it out on me. But we fought through it. We got through it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support of the show, and we want to thank everybody for excuse me. We're right at the end here, and I just couldn't fight through. But we want, again, thank you so much, guys. Love you for joining me here on the solo show and putting up with everything. But we want to thank everybody for listening to episode 468. I'm by myself, so it's up to me to say goodbye. We'll see you next time. Go Yanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.